Hi, hope everyone is doing well. I take these little breaks just to gather my sanity to be able to continue to be my Bris Torah, and I appreciate everyone's patience and comments and questions about when I'm going to start posting again, not posting again. So yeshu koyach tizkol mitzvahs. So we're holding by Erev Pesach. You know, it's already now time, if you can imagine in your mind, that Klal Yisrael has brought the karbon. They're waiting to eat from the karbon. The families are getting together. This is the time and the night that binds us as a nation. This is when Klal Yisrael became a nation. We became an Ummah. We became the Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation. And with that comes along a message, a hope, a challenge for us, how to bring that forward to the rest of the world. That to be the Or LaGoyim, to be a Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. And as we sit around that table, we are Malachim Mamish. We are literally Malachim. And we're also milachim, which means that we're both angels and we're also kings. Which is why the angels, the idea that the Baal HaBayis wears a kittel, and that we're sitting around doing haseva, we are acting out der chirus, a sign of freedom, that we're both kings and also angels at the same time. That's a very special moment, a very special place. The Rizal tells us something amazing, that when Klal Yisrael was in Galus, Dibur was also in Galus. Such a lashon like that. That's why Ramses, the Medrash says, it actually was pi hachirois, because it was the peh became becherus. So what does that mean? What does it mean that Dibur was in Galus? And obviously when Klal Yisrael came out, Dibur was allowed free. And that Klal Yisrael was able to, now it doesn't mean freedom of speech. It doesn't mean they somehow stumbled upon these laws of human rights, human counsel, nothing like that, no. What does it mean that the Dibur was begalus when Klal Yisrael was in Galus Mitzrayim? The idea is that if you actually take a look at the Psukim, 99% of what Klal Yisrael, how they spoke, what they spoke about, how they responded back to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'nitzak el Hashem, they crying out to Hashem. Yes, they were bedibur, of course they were bedibur, and they were even crying out, and yes, davening to Hashem to help. But the Dibur was a Dibur of negativity. It was a Dibur of really, really being frustrated, of being in pain, of course. It's understandable. They're in Galus. But their Dibur only knew pain. They only knew tsar. They only knew how to be complainers. Which is why you see later on, when Klal Yisrael finally comes out of Mitzrayim, and then they're starting to shed that image and that self-image of being an Eved, and the self-image of having the slave mentality, that they go from being misoinim. And initially, okay, we can go into a different time, but you see in different stages, and maybe we'll talk about it at a different time. But Lamaisa, what does it mean that Klal Yisrael, the Dibur was in Galus? It means that at that time, things were negative, things were hard, things were difficult. It was incredibly difficult to be able to see or to speak about anything positively, of course, and understandably. But the pi hachirois, but when Klal Yisrael comes out, and we have something now to rejoice over, that we have the ability to be mesaper b'shvachim, to peh shesach, the speech, the mouth that then speaks about the story. That's kind of what, in a sense, what the Haggadah and the Lil HaSeder is. It's taking our ability of speech and turning it from the negativity that b'tchila hayoiv d'vayda zara, speaking about how it was terrible in the beginning, but basoif, in the end, it was okay. Meaning you see this dynamic, you see this development of it being negative and being difficult, but it becoming better ultimately. That Klal Yisrael ultimately found our way out and that we were able to grow out of it. But how? Through the positive speech. By us now speaking about that we have to see the Chayiv Adam Liyaris HaSatzmoy or Laharis HaSatzmoy, obviously, Kiyadua, the Rambam's Lashon, that a person is a Chayiv not just to see themselves, but also to show themselves that they're leaving Mitzrayim. That Dibur, that Klei HaDibur that we're able to accomplish, that is what brings us out. That's what brings us to a higher dimension. So, Mirtz Hashem Yisbarach, you should have a wonderful, wonderful Pesach. All the best.